Got it, Rex.
Me.
Okay.
Yep.
Not one of our guys, but it's a company that rebuilds engines. It really depends. So there's no straight answer to that. Just because when we pull the thing apart, we don't know what it's actually going to need. Like when we pull it out, it might need a clutch, unless you've just had a clutch replaced, radiator, hoses, other hoses might tear. I'd say there'd be, at a guess, let me just grab a calculator, there'd be probably 2 days labor in it. So, say minimum 2K to 3K somewhere, I'd be guessing. Top Torque will rebuild your motor, so that will be probably cheaper, I'd say. Yes, yeah, but then you have to give them your engine. It's a changeover, so price-wise, they're pretty similar. Is Top Torque including fitting? Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be pretty close. So if it's 8,900 for the ADS, then it'll be probably another 2 to 3K on top of that in labor. Plus, if it needs any parts while we're doing it, like we don't know what it's going to need until we pull it all out. So is the engine they're giving you not coming with fuel injectors? Okay, so but they can supply those for you as well. Yeah, right. I'm not too sure because that's their engine. I can't really comment on that. If that's what they're saying, I'd be going with what they're saying. It's really up to you. The Top Torque one, it'll be your engine rebuild. The other one will be a different engine that's been rebuilt, but you know what parts you're getting with it. Like the Top Torque one, do you know what they're going to actually put in there, or do they just say it's just a rebuild? Yeah. We've worked with both of them, yeah. So we've seen both of the engines. They're both decent. I couldn't tell you. You have to talk to them. I have no idea on that one. I'd say probably not. They probably both would prefer us tuned to car. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's yeah. We normally tune their cars. Yeah, did you have the off-the-shelf map in there? Oh, it didn't have a tune or anything in there? Like a access port tune? No? Okay. Can cause it. The engine shop, that's really up to you. They're both good engine builders. It just depends on who you want to use. By the time we can get the car in, it'll probably be here before that. Yeah, we'll be like a, I'd say we'd be at least 6 weeks before we can get your car in for an engine. Yeah, it's not going to happen like next week. Yeah, if you're looking for fastest, I'd say Toptalk will probably do it faster. Yeah, with us and ADS, like you'd be lucky to get it back by the end of the year. I think 5,000 or 1,000. I think it might have been 1,000. Double check with him. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, if you're looking at like fastest, I'd say Toptalk would be faster. Yeah, I'd probably do some like do some of your own sort of research and reviews. See, yeah, just so you've got sort of peace of mind, and you can decide what's going to make you feel better. They're both going to be good engines. So, as a compared to putting a used engine, yeah, definitely. The used engine's going to be less reliable, I'd say. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. Exactly. Yeah, you're better off getting a new one. Yeah. Are you going to try to talk to Subaru about it? Yeah, go for it. Yep, fair enough. Yeah, we like normally yeah, we fit ADS engines. We haven't fitted any Top Torque engines. We normally just tune their engines. But yeah, whichever option, just yeah, do a bit of research, have a chat to Subaru. They're both going to be decent options. No, that's the only people that we've used. Yeah, with all drive it'd be a little bit harder. Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah, sounds about like the right price. Yeah, it's definitely not expensive. The bottom part? That's what's damaged. So the internals is what's damaged. They'll already know that. Yeah, so if you've told them it's got rod knock or bottom end knock, they'll already know what's broken. Yeah, nah. Yeah, no, that was a waste of time. Yeah. Fair enough. I have no idea. you'd have to talk to Volkswagen. Like I said, we don't normally work with them. We just tune the cars that they build. Yeah. So I'd get him to do it, not us, because he's going to have the engine out. It's going to cost you way more to do it when the engine's already in the car. So when the engine's in pieces, I'd be getting anything you want done at that time. There is no time belt. It's just a timing chain. Yeah, I would take... I'd take all of TopTalk's advice. It's their engine, so... I would, yeah, just listen to whatever they say. Like, if they're building it, I would go with whatever the engine builder is recommending. Alright. Is it manual or auto? Manual, if you drive it hard, you'll break the gearbox. If it's just a daily and you just cruise it around, it'll be fine. No, that's probably your clutch. Oh. Probably not the clutch then. They are a little bit hard. Sometimes you have to press the clutch pedal for a couple seconds before you go to pick the gear. That's pretty normal, like for reverse. So you might have to dip the clutch and wait like 1 or 2 seconds and then pick reverse. Don't do it at the same time. That's what we would have used. No, not at all. Fair enough. Yep, done. Easy. All good.